Diversity is our frequency. CKUW provides community-based programming that reflects and respects.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular host will be back with a few new episodes of original programming.
Good afternoon. Lunch. Good afternoon. My name is Patrick, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg. I will be your host for the next hour, and generally we say, let's listen to some guitar-driven rock, blues, punk, and folk, and country. And thus the show is called Fasten Your Seatbelts. But today you can loosen those seatbelts a little bit because we're going to play a little more reflective kind of music today. Just to mix it up a bit. So we're going to hear some from some bands that are well-known, some not so well-known, but all with a bit more of a reflective vibe than we play in usual sessions here. So let's start. And let's start with a band called The Birds. That may be familiar to you. The Birds were formed in California in 1964. They were hugely popular in the 60s and 70s, playing folk rock and later expanding into the British invasion sound and psychedelic rock. And they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1991. But it's because of songs like the ones you're going to hear. This is where we start. And this is The Birds with a tune called Turn, Turn, Turn.
Time to rent, a time to sow, a time for love, a
And that was the Byrds and their tune, Turn, 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 a great track that's withstood the test of time. And at time, it's hard to believe that music, that song, was from the 1960s, over 60 years ago. But it still has a great deal of appeal, and I hope you enjoyed it. As I said, we're going to dial it back a little bit and hear some more reflective kind of music. Some would be called folk. All of it has guitars, but they're turned down a little bit while we listen to some of the lyrics. Our next performer is a guy who is well known, but as are all these, I think many of these artists will be, perhaps not so much to today's listener, but we're going to go back and go back to the time when these songs and these artists were familiar. So our next guy is a guy named Joe Cocker, and he is a terrific British musician, and he has all but still is not around any longer, has passed away, but has a very distinctive sound, and certainly one that hopefully resonates with you. So this is a tune by Joe Cocker called Unchain My Heart.
Unchain my heart, baby, let me be, 'cause you don't care, well please, set me free. Unchain my heart, baby, let me go. Unchain my heart, 'cause you don't love me no more. Unchain my heart, let me free.
And that was the inimitable Joe Cocker, certainly a unique performer with a great voice, certainly catches your attention. And he's known for that gritty, that bluesy voice, as well as a unique and very expressive stage presence. And unfortunately, Joe Cocker died in 2014, so we aren't able to listen to any new music, but certainly his past catalog reveals a lot of great tunes. So that's Joe Cocker for you. Our next band is called The Delamitri. And who are The Delamitri? They are a Scottish band formed in 1986, led by vocalist Justin Curry. The band continues to play, despite that long tenure. They continue to record and tour today, although they remain close to their Scottish roots. And this cut is from their disc Change Everything. And I hope you enjoy it. It's a song called When You Were Young. And I hope you enjoy it.
Oh,
That was the Delamitri when you were young, a relatively not well-known band here in North America, but big in Scotland, and thought you might enjoy that. They've got a great disc, or a number of great discs that I can recommend to you, but I'll give you a sample there. So that was when you were young. In today's show, we're going to focus, as I indicated at the outset, going to focus on more folk tunes with certainly a guitar background, but I thought we'd try something just a little quieter and hopefully a little bit more reflective for you. So we've got a dozen or so bands lined up here, so we'll carry on with them. Our next band is a band called Flogging Molly. They're an Irish-American seven-piece Celtic punk band formed in Los Angeles in 1997. The leader of the band is a guy named Dave King, and he began with sort of a hard rock sound, but this vision shifted to a mix of rock and Irish traditional. And the band has been active since 1997, so they've been on the scene for quite a while, but they have been handicapped by their leader Dave King's health, so hopefully he gets better and they can be a little more prominent on the scene. But hope you enjoy this one. This is a tune called When You Were Young, and I hope as always that catches your ear and you enjoy it. So the Delamitri, When You Were Young.
Like the tide as our hearts washed away to sea.
have it with Flogging Molly. And that was Flogging Molly and their song, Drunken Lullabies. So next up, we're going to check out another band. The one we were listening to was the Delamitri, but we're going to try the Flogging Molly band. They are Irish-American, seven-piece Celtic punk band formed in Los Angeles in 97. And their leader was a guy named Dave King, or is a guy named Dave King. Began with a hard rock band, but his vision gradually shifted to a mix of rock and Irish traditional. And the band has been active since 1997, but has been hampered in recent years by their leader, Dave King's health. Poor health, unfortunately. Anyway, we'll listen to the band, Flogging Molly, and their tune is called Drunken Lullabies.
Again.
And there's that
his
was
eyes, they...
that was Flogging Molly with their song "Drunken Lullabies." Great fast-paced tune there for you. And let's get another artist up and ready to go. This is a pair called named Buddy and Julie Miller, and the song is gonna that we're gonna listen to is called "The River's Gonna Run." They're a Buddy and Julie are a famed musical duo, although Buddy is perhaps the most famous as a music producer and a member of Robert Plant's band, Band of Joy. Miller has won a dozen American Music Awards between 2002 and 2013, while his wife has battled some health issues, but she's certainly a notable talent as well. And that it will be quite plain to you in a moment here as we listen to their song. The song that we're going to check out right now is called "The River's Gonna Run," and we'll see what you think of this one. So this is Buddy and Julie Miller, and "The River," "The River's Gonna Run."
Shadows in the dark. I hear the sound of a heartbeat. I hear a secret in the rain. It's like the kiss of a lover. It's like a stranger knows your name.
Thunder, it starts beating like a drum.
And that was the Miller family, Buddy and Julie, The River's Gonna Run. Buddy is certainly a notable music producer as well as creating his own sound, and always pleases with his arrangements and with his own performances. So I would urge you to check out Buddy Miller. Our next artist is a guy named Richard Thompson, a much lauded member of the Order of the British Empire. He first emerged in the folk group, the Fairport Convention, in the late 1960s, and since then he's performed as a solo artist, as a duo with his former wife, as well as with the other musicians, and he continues to play despite advancing ages, as is true for all of us. But he can still put on a show. So we're going to listen to one of his cuts. This is a song called Stony Ground, and the artist again, Richard Thompson.
Gone long thought stony. She clipped him in the air and she told him what's what, but he couldn't keep his mind off of honey. For to sell a young man with his teeth all gone, poking his nose where it don't belong. She's a rose, alright, but she's got thorns. You're walking on stone. We'll be right back.
And that was Richard Thompson with his tune, Stony Ground, a great artist as a producer and a singer, songwriter, certainly can do it all. Our next band is the Oyster Band. I think we played it on this show before, but certainly a favorite of mine. They're a British folk rock group of considerable talent and a unique sound. They've toured the world, they've appeared at the Winnipeg Folk Festival and the Pyramid Cafe, among our local venues, but they've been around the world. Great musicianship and definitely stories to tell. So we're going to hear their tune, and it's called the tune that they will be playing today is called Coal, Not Dole. So hope this resonates with you.
It stands so proud, the wheel so still, a ghost-like figure on the hill. It seems so strange, there is no sound, now there are no men underground. What will become of this petty art, when men once trampled faces hard? Tired and weary, their shift done, never having seen the sun. Will it become a sacred ground, foreign tourists gazing round, asking if man once worked here way beneath the pitted gear? Empty trucks once filled with coal, lined up like men on the door. Will they ever be again, or left the scrap just like the man? There'll always be a happy hour for those with the money, jobs and power. They'll never realize the hurt they caused to men treat like dirt. Yeah.
That was the Oyster Band, Cole, Not Dole, and the Bells of Rimini. Anyway, hope you enjoyed that one. Next up, Big Country, personal favorite of mine. They've been around they still are around. Appeared in the early 1980s, led by a gentleman named Stuart Adamson, who had a very unique bagpipe sound coming from his guitar and some very compelling lyrics. So a great songwriter, great and unique guitarist. And they've had great success in the UK and North America, but unfortunately Adamson, their leader, died prematurely, and that was a very unfortunate death. But the remaining members continue to perform and tour, and they're still... Their music is much loved, and will be one that we can check out in a moment or two. So the one we're going to play right now is a tune called Where the Rose is Sown, and this is Big Country.
Thank you.
There you have it. The sounds of big country where the rose is sown. We've got time for at least one more tune, so we're going to squeeze it in here. We're going to listen to a guy named Billy Joel. Now, not exactly a new or you face, but certainly a well-regarded musician. And even though he is 77 years old, he's has sold over 160 million records. Your collection wouldn't be complete without his music included. So I'm going to give you a tune if you're not familiar with Billy Joel. And this is a tune that they have, that he has written and performed and has drawn great applause. So feel free to cheer at home while we listen to Billy Joel. And the song is called The Downeaster, Alexa. And that was Billy Joel, of course, with his tune, the Downeaster Alexa. And that brings us to a close of today's show. Although the show we broadcast is focused on somewhat obscure guitar-driven rock, punk, soul, funk, whatever, today was really looking at guys who are writing a little more reflective music. Guitar's still there, but it's not not as prominent as it's been in previous shows and with previous artists. So I hope you enjoyed it. It's a different sound here, and hope you enjoyed the music and all the gentlemen and ladies who performed it for you today. Anyway, thanks for listening. I'll look forward to seeing you.